Chapter 8. The wheels of clocks and watches he meant, no doubt, apostrophe said Shepherd Fennel. I thought his hands were palish first rate. Apostrophe, well, it appears to me that nothing can be gained by retaining this poor man in custody, apostrophe said the magistrate. Your business lies with the other, unquestionably. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and so the little man was released off hand. But he looked nothing the less sad on that account, it being beyond the power of magistrate or constable to raise out the written troubles in his brain, for they concerned another whom he regarded with more solicitude than himself. When this was done, and the man had gone his way, the night was found to be so far advanced that it was deemed useless to renew the search before the next morning. Next day, accordingly, the quest for the clever sheep stealer became general and keen, to all appearance at least. But the intended punishment was cruelly disproportioned to the transgression, and the sympathy of a great many country folk in that district was strongly on the side of the fugitive. Moreover, his marvelous coolness and daring in hob and nobbing with the hangman, under the unprecedented circumstances of the shepherd's party, won their admiration. So that it may be questioned, if all those who ostensibly made themselves so busy in exploring woods and fields and lanes were quite so thorough when it came to the private examination of their own lofts and outhouses. Stories were afloat of a mysterious figure being occasionally seen in some old overgrown trackway or other, remote from turnpike roads, but when a search was instituted in any of these suspected quarters nobody was found. Thus the days and weeks passed without tidings. In brief, the bass-voiced man of the chimney corner was never recaptured. Some said that he went across the sea, others that he did not, but buried himself in the depths of a populous city. At any rate, the gentleman in cinder gray never did his morning's work at Casterbridge, nor met anywhere at all, for business purposes, the genial comrade with whom he had passed an hour of relaxation in the lonely house on the coombe. The grass has long been green on the graves of Shepherd Fennel and his frugal wife. The guests who made up the christening party have mainly followed their entertainers to the tomb, the baby in whose honor they all had met as a matron in the sere and yellow leaf. But the arrival of the three strangers at the shepherd's that night, and the details connected therewith, is a story as well known as ever in the country about higher crowstairs. March 1883. The Withered Arm. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.